რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 14 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ჯერ თავი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. უკრაინის პრო-დასავლური პარტიები კოალიციის შექმნაზე მსჯელობენ. რუსეთი აპირებს უკრაინაში სეპარატისტების საარჩევნების სახიარებას. დღეს თბილისში გამართება საქართველოს ეროვნული უშიშროების საბჭოს ხდომა, რომელსაც იმსჯელებენ აფხაზეთის საკითხზე. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. უკრაინაში გრძელდება კოალიციური მთავრობის შექმნაზე მოლაპარაკება, რომელშიც მონაწილეობენ პრო-დასავლური პარტიების წარმომადგენლები. კვირას გამართული საპარლამენტო არჩევნების წინასწარი შედეგებით ეს პარტიები ლიდერობენ. უკრაინის პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკო 27 ოქტომბერს უმასპინძლა კოალიციაზე მოლაპარაკებას პრემიერ-მინისტრ არსენი იაცენიუკთან და ქალაქ ლვოვის მერთან ანდრეი სადოვისთან. საარჩევნო ბიულეტენების 60%-ზე მეტის დათვლის საფუძველზე უწყებიან, რომ პოროშენკოს და იაცენიუკის პარტიებს ერგოთ ხმების თითქმის თანაბარი რაოდენობა დაახლოებით 21%. მესამე ადგილზეა სადოვის პარტია თვით დახმარება. რუსეთის საგარეო უწყების ხელმძღვანელი სერგი ლავროვი აცხადებს, რომ მოსკოვი აპირებს აღიაროს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში სეპარატისტების მიერ 2 ნოემბრისთვის დანიშნული არჩევნები. რუსეთის გაზეთ ინვესტიასთან ინტერვიუში, რომელიც 28 ოქტომბერს დაიბეჭდა, ლავროვი ამბობს, რომ მოსკოვი რასაკვირველია ცნობს არჩევნების შედეგებს. დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის ოლქებში რუსეთის მხარდაჭერით მოქმედი მიამბოხების ლიდერები ამბობენ, რომ რეგიონში თვითონ ჩაატარებენ საპარლამენტო არჩევნებს საკუთარი ლიდერების ასარჩევად. თუმცა უკრაინის პრეზიდენტი პეტრო პოროშენკო ამბობს, რომ უკრაინის ტერიტორიაზე ნებისმიერი არჩევნები უნდა გაიმართოს უკრაინის კანონების შესაბამისად. შეერთებულმა შტატებმა კარანტინში მოათავსა დასავლეთ აფრიკიდან დაბრუნებული 1000-მდე ჯარისკაცი, რომელიც მონაწილეობდა ებოლის საწინააღმდეგო ზომების განხორციელებაში, კერძოდ შესაბამისი ობიექტების მშენებლობაში. შეერთებული შტატების თავდაცვის სამინისტროს ამოდგენის ინფორმაციით, სამხედრო მოსამსახურეებისთვის მართალი არ დაუდგენიათ ინფიცირების სიმპტომები, მაგრამ ისინი სამკვირას დახოფენ იტალიაში ამერიკულ სამხედრო ბაზაზე ექიმების დაკვირვების ქვეშ. პენტაგონი აცხადებს ასევე, რომ სამხედრო ბაზაზე იზოლირებული იქნებიან სხვა ჯარისკაცებიც ლიბერიიდან დაბრუნების შემდეგ. დღეს თბილისში გამართება საქართველოს ეროვნული უშიშროების საბჭოს ხდომა, რომელსაც იმსჯელებენ რუსეთისა და ოკუპირებული აფხაზეთის მოკავშირეობისა და ინტეგრაციის ეკრეტოდებული ხელშეკრულების პროექტზე. ხდომას დაესწრებიან საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი გიორგი მარგველაშვილი, პრემიერ-მინისტრი ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილი, ეროვნული უშიშროების საბჭოს მდივანი ირინე იმერლიშვილი და მთავრობის და პარლამენტის წევრები. საქარი უწყების სამხნელმა მაია ფანჯიკიძემ დღეს ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა, რომ უშიშროების საბჭოს ხდომაზე წადგება მოხსენებით იმის შესახებ, თუ რა გაკეთდა რუსეთის და ოკუპირებული აფხაზეთის ხელშეკრულების პროექტზე რეაგირების და საერთაშორისო თანამეგობრობის კონსოლიდაციისთვის. საბჭოს ხდომა პრეზიდენტის სასახლეში გაიმართება. ზუგდიდში დაიღუპა საქართველოს შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს თანამშრომელი. ცნობების თანახმად ის დაიღუპა სახელმწიფო უშიშროების სამსახურის შენობის კედლის ჩამონგრევის შედეგად. შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრის მოადგილის ვახტანგ გომელაურის ინფორმაციით, შენობის ავში ცხელი ორთქლის დაქროება მისი გახეთქვა და კედლის ნგრევა გამოიწვია. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. I'm Catherine Cole in Washington, and I have a little something special for you this week. Two guests. We'll start off by talking with Shaky Graves and then wrap things up with another visit from Steve Poltz. But first, all the way from Austin, singer, songwriter, actor Shaky Graves. Now, Shaky, you told me that this song came out of a visit that you made here to Washington.
And I'm going to play a song off of a new album I just made. The album's called And the War Came. The title comes from actually the Lincoln Memorial here in D.C. It's from Lincoln's second inaugural address. This is the first song off of it. It's a song called Only Son. It's a song about thinking back upon your life and realizing that you used to be a selfish person, not in a bad way per se, but that, you know, as time goes on, you have a lot more concerns and a lot more people that are involved in your life and a lot more things that are an option to consider in moving forward.
Well, I used to be an only son. Yeah, my heart was but a stranger. Well, it wallowed in the races won. Oh, and it craves the petty dangers, and it sat alone and pined and pondered all the chosen roads it had to wander. Let me forget her, in this dirty blur.
The song is Only Son. Shaky Graves is visiting us. On the heels of the release of the new CD And the War Came, you sort of tied that into the Lincoln Memorial. Very clever here in Washington, D.C.
That's where it came from.
Yeah. Were you a history buff yourself?
No. Actually, the first big tour that I went on where I was, it was with two bands from Austin that, you know, we kind of came up fighting in the clubs together. And we came out here, and this was actually the last stop on that tour. And we had sold almost everything out, and it was a really overwhelming trip, and then it ended here. So the next day, me and my buddy Wesley, who's our my oldest friend and tour manager and stuff, we went and did the whole Smithsonian Museum and, you know, looked at the whole pantheon of nature and humanity and the story of it, you know, the story of everything, and then went down to the Lincoln Memorial, and it was kind of the capstone on the whole thing. There was a big, crazy thunderstorm rolled in, and we went and, you know, sought shelter in front of Lincoln and stuff, and I read that speech to myself, and I got it. I was like, oh, I see. Okay, cool.
But enough about history and monuments. We're here to talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
me,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. One Shaky Graves is here. Now, you turned to music as a second career.
Oh, yeah.
Were you always, though, as a kid playing music?
I started playing guitar when I was 13 or something like that. I had piano lessons, and it didn't stick. There was kind of a rigidness about it. And then I had, like, my first desperately fell in love with some poor girl, you know, when I was, like, 12. I was like, this will be forever. This is great. And then she, like, went to Mexico for the summer and, like, smooched some dudes or something, and I found out through her best friend who told me that your girlfriend, which you've never had before, has cheated on you, which you've never experienced before, but you can't tell her, because if you tell her, me and her will no longer be friends, and that will be your fault. And I was like, oh, this all makes perfect sense, you know.
Drama.
This is how adults function. I get it. Like, so I just went into this, like, brooding, silly state.
And right,
I
had on this schedule.
Yeah, I had this whole plan to, like, she really, really liked guitar players, and so I was like, I will learn the guitar, and she will come back from Mexico, and she will be so mad. She will be so mad, and I'm going to lift a bunch of weights and get, I'll be huge. I'll be this huge guitar shredding monster. And none of those things happened at all. But I did find, like, that, you know, when I was playing guitar, when I went from, like, you know, a C chord to a
A minor chord. That was just, I would just do that over and over again. And I always had enjoyed that in music, like in listening, I always stirred exactly what music does stir, is that, and finding out that I could do that myself was like a very, I had just not thought about that, you know. And so I would just start doing that for myself, you know. And then eventually I started experimenting with multi-tracking and trying to record stuff, and made a really bad little high school album. My mom has it somewhere, and I'll kill her if she ever shows it to anybody. Kill her with love.
I'm Catherine Cole. You are listening to Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. Shaky Graves is my guest in the Roots studio this half hour. Play another song for us, please.
All right, this is a song called Where a Boy Once Stood.
Don't watch me closely, I'll flee to the woods. Leave a gap in your heart where a boy once stood. Well, cut it off and still it grows. Back in all the places you don't want it to show. Perfect.
great recovery on that one. Shaky Graves is visiting in the Roots studio today. What was the name of that one again?
Where a Boy Once Stood.
We're talking about the new CD, And the War Came. Before that was, it was Roll the Bones. And before that, the high school CD that...
That will never see the light of
right,
day, yeah.
If you have anything to do with it. So what happened in the years between that one and Roll the Bones? I mean, you were not concentrating on music then.
I've been an actor since I was a little kid. I mean, my mother is a playwright and a...
We should tell people that you grew up in Austin.
Yeah, I grew up in Austin, Texas. And my mother's always been a playwright and a director and an actress. And so I was always put in stuff, you know, just got to be on stage. And my father was a set and light designer and would work at the Bass Concert
You couldn't
Hall
escape it then.
No, no. And I, you know, I slept in theaters and... hung out there all day, and that, you know, that was just where I was.
Your background in theater and acting must have informed your stage shows a bit, because there's a difference between being entertaining and being an entertainer and knowing how to work an audience. I mean, knowing how to get up on stage and use it and have a presence is something that people have to learn.
Yeah.
So you were kind of one step ahead when you were starting out as a musician.
That's true, yeah. There was still a bunch to learn about tuning your guitar and actual crowd control and how not to play, when not to put songs together and stuff like that. But then once that became a little more fluid, the concept of running a show really was kind of second nature.
So at what point did you say, I think that this music thing's a go?
I always found value in my music. At a certain point, I thought other people would like it, and I was fairly wrong most of the time. Even if other people did like it, I would record it in such a like hissy, creepy way that you know, only certain people would be like, this is right up my alley. But I saw where I wanted to go pretty early into it, I guess. And I started really, the theory and the practice kind of really started to meet up in about 2007. And it wasn't all the time, but there were times when I could really represent my music in front of people and pull out a guitar and play something, and people would be like, that's a really good song.
Well, not only did you see where you wanted to go, you had the wherewithal to continue going there and not be sidetracked by somebody else's opinion.
Sure. There's always other people's opinion. I come from a family of kind of magic beans-oriented artists, you know, that's like, how does anybody that works in theater make any money or feed a family or... My parents always kind of supported that concept. It was funny, though. I did have one of those arguments at some point. I mean, my mother is amazingly supportive, and she always has been. She had a musical project when she was younger, and she's like, I know you love your little music thing. Or so, and I was like, what? We are? You said my little music thing? Like, you know, slammed a door and huffed around the house and stuff. And she came back later and was like, I didn't mean little music thing. And I was kind of surprised by it, too. I didn't realize how upset that made me. Like, I'm not playing with toys in my room, Mom. Like, I'm a real boy. We play real music sometimes. You'll see. She loves it. So,
give us one more song, please.
Okay.
So
I see the word left on the screen. Yeah, baby, burst in, oh, just hold me. Ever I've known you since we were three. Yeah, we fell in love at 17. Well, so I said, what did I learn? What did I learn? Except for love, boy, it needs a heart. Yeah, well, your lies will burn and I'll go. That's a start, so
Shaky Graves' new CD is called And the War Came. Up next, Steve Poltz is back in the Roots studio. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network. Again from Washington, I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. And yes, I do have a little bit of a cold. It is also a good news, bad news time in the Roots studio. Bad news for you first. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've been told this is our last program ever. Good news, timing is everything, and Steve Poltz just happened to be in town this week, and he made time to come by for one last visit. So start things off with a song for us, Steve.
And when the rain came down and it slowly washed my life away, and the memories may fade and get easier day by day, but I promise you I never will forget your face. And the rain came down, oh yeah. Nobody passes here anymore, they've all got things to do, people on the moon. If I had one moment, a minute or two, I'd trade a thousand sunny skies for one great day with you. And the rain came down, oh yeah.
Steve Poltz is back visiting with us one more time in the Root Studio. I think that now you're going to surpass everybody else and be the most frequent guest that we've had here.
Thank you.
It's quite an honor, huh?
I love it. No, I'm glad to be here. That's really cool.
Sorry if I've been coughing. I, for some reason, lost my voice.
You did?
Yeah.
Maybe you partied a lot this last weekend.
I don't know how that could have been. How could that have been?
The secret party life of, do you think?
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think so. I think I was working very hard over the weekend.
Have you been?
I've been pretty good. And you?
I've been well.
Working?
I've been really busy. Just I played 12 festivals, maybe 15 festivals, and I saw you at a few of them out there on the road. I've met a lot of people, lost a couple friends along the way, as happens. The more it's a weird thing about this business. You meet so many people and then you lose people along the way too. And
we don't have a lot of time left, but we'll give people a little biography of you in case they have not been here the other 18 times that you stopped by. Born in Canada, came to the U.S. when you were little.
Yeah.
Young, settled in California.
Yes, settled in California. My dad found a job in air conditioning.
Very smart in California.
Yes.
And you started playing guitar when you were how old? Like
about six. 6 years old.
And that's not an easy instrument to play when you're 6 years old.
No, but I fell in love with it. I saw Julian Bream play at the Hollywood Bowl, and I fell in love with his classical guitar work, and so I knew I always wanted to play guitar. And it came to me real easy. I remember learning, mm-hmm. but I don't really remember not playing guitar. I feel like I've always played guitar. It's just an appendage.
And were you playing for hours on end when you were little?
I would play for hours, just all alone in my room. I always loved it. It always came naturally to me. And one of my earliest memories is I didn't have any friends, and I came to school for show and tell, and everybody was showing off lizards, their dog, their fireman dad, all these cool things. And I brought a guitar, and I was so nervous, and I sang the Beach Boys version of Sloop John B. And my kicker, I got to do two songs. Second one I did was One Tin Soldier.
Ah.
From the movie Billy Jack, mm-hmm. starring Tom Laughlin, who actually came to D.C. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my voice hadn't changed yet, and I'll never forget being up there. And I think I did it in the key of C. I even remember the key. And I remember going, go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day on the bloody morning after one tin soldier rides away. And then I went out on the playground and I had five girls around me. And I said, this is all I got to do?
What I've been doing all the time?
And that made guys want to be around me because the girls were there.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden I had friends. I was, because of the guitar, I never wanted for anything. People fed me. I slept on their couches. Everything was taken care of. I had gas money because of that one moment playing One Tin Soldier. And I had whatever it takes to know I wouldn't have to pay for things the rest of my life. Drink tickets, food, bartender would give me a place to stay. People would drive me places.
You make it sound so easy.
It's so easy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's so, so easy. Like, you just learn guitar, and you'll never have to work a day in your life. It's like easy street. It's the easy street. Just play guitar. You don't have to do anything. People just do things for you.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's that easy.
Right. Now, what about the songwriting?
Well, I always wanted to write songs, but I would only write instrumentals. The first song I wrote was for my dog when I was a kid. And then I hit writer's block for 20 years. And then I didn't write songs for a long time, but I learned a lot of classical songs and learned a lot of cover songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought all songs had to sound like Jackson Brown or James Taylor until I discovered the Sex Pistols and other, the Ramones and stuff. And I realized, wow, you can write anything. Jonathan Richman really opened my mind because his songs were so simple mm-hmm. and so to the point and so funny. I thought, God, if he could do that, I can do that. But little did I know how deceiving it was to actually write like Jonathan Richman. It's a lot harder than it looks. It seems like it's easy.
And he makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
You know, especially when he's singing those songs.
Yeah.
And they seem so simple.
Yeah.
But they're not.
They're not at all. No. And so I really listened to a lot of music. I was a child of the 60s and the 70s, but the 70s was like the golden era of music for me. So I was really glad I grew up listening to a lot of good songs because hopefully it helped me write at least a few. And it gave me cool cover songs to do. And it gave me a broad knowledge of music, I think.
Well, let's hear another one of your songs.
Okay,
please.
Cool. It's nice to be here, by the way, I would like to say. It's been fun being on your show over the years.
Thank you.
You've done a really good job, and you have quite a legacy. I'm sure if somebody was to go back and listen to all your past shows, you've really logged a lot of miles going to festivals, meeting other musicians. It's really fun to walk around with you at places like Folk Alliance and South by Southwest and different festivals, the Philadelphia Folk Festival. You've really done a lot of good. You've left a good mark on this from having this show. I just want to say it's been a pleasure knowing you. There's been so many musicians you've brought in that have done your show, and the legacy you have is something to be really proud of. So,
well, thank you. I love
tip my cap to you.
Well, thank you. I love sharing this music with people, and it's even fun to have you come in.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, you've done a good job. It's even fun to have me?
Yeah, sing a song.
Okay. Do you want me to do a cover song? Since
what
we were talking about
like?
Cover songs?
Yeah, sure. Is there one you really want everybody to hear?
I do. I think John Hartford was really cool. So I'm going to do a John Hartford song that Glenn Campbell made famous.
Okay.
Knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk, that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're standing in the back road by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, there's some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. Well, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you standing in the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Well, I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a ruffling coal pile, a dirty hat pulled low across my cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're standing in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, never smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Such a great song.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Is that something that you've played forever? Or?
No, I just learned it. There's a friend of mine that was out from Australia named Dino, and he just wanted to go on the road with me for about 2 weeks across Canada. He likes to fly out from Australia and just kind of do what he calls fantasy roadie camp. So we were driving. He said, I think you should learn this song. I said, oh, I always love that song. And he said, learn it right now. And I said, all right, I'm going to listen to it like 100 times. It's going to drive you crazy. And he said, it's all right, mate. Mm-hmm. So I did. And by the end, he really did want to kill me. And he wished he never said it. I have to listen to a song like 100 times to get inside it. I can't just listen to it once or twice. I really need to obsessively listen to it and really hear different versions like John Hartford and Glenn Campbell and then kind of just come up with my own little ideas. I want to know the words by heart and I want to feel them the way that he felt them and try to get inside his head because it's sacred to me. Glenn Campbell's on his last legs now.
Yeah.
And he's done his last show and it's really sad. He's got Alzheimer's and boy, what a talent. And he was such a good guitarist.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. There's a wonderful documentary that's should be out any time now. I saw it in a festival about him and his last tour and the diagnosis and the connection between music and music therapy with a disease like Alzheimer's, because they say that the progression of the disease may have been slower with him because of his playing.
I could see that. I know for me, I have a lot of songs in my head, and mm-hmm. having to get out every night on stage and play these songs, I'm not getting any younger. And I got to go up and I sing these songs, and I'm always trying to pull an old song out or write something new, and then trying to memorize it or learn a cover song. Like my latest fascination is this song called To Live's To Fly by Townes Van Zandt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is, I think, pure poetry as well, like that last one. I just know the beginning, and I like the way it goes.
I won't say I love you, babe. I won't say I need you, babe. But I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time. I waste my share of mine. But it don't pay to think too much. Leave it all behind.
I love it. It's there's little gems of philosophy and nuggets of wisdom in his songs, too. And I think that these guys are our teachers, and they learn from other people that were their teachers. And it's our job to keep passing these songs down, not only to write our own songs, but it's our job to learn these songs and not let them die.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's such a library of music out there for us to learn. And then hopefully it affects and shapes our own songs through osmosis by learning these songs. We change chords the way we maybe wouldn't have changed by learning other people's songs. Maybe learning a Bobby Mercer song or learning some beautiful song by Marilyn and Alan Bergman and the chord changes they use with Marvin Hamlisch to beautiful classic songs, to old traditional songs, you know, and listening to Bob Dylan and listening to when Bob Dylan learned all these other songs by Woody Guthrie. I mean, these are our teachers and there's such a rich tradition and a history. It's important to keep learning these songs and to pass them on to our youth and really carry the tradition along because that's all we have.
You're right. We do have to keep these things alive and you have to keep changing them a little bit because if you just play things the same old way, they die. I mean, they're organic. They have to keep moving.
And you got to bring them in. You know, I could be playing to people that have never heard of Townes Van Zandt. You know, John Hartford, people don't know really. Oh, he wrote Gentle on My Mind. Oh, I know that song. Or my parents knew that song. Or there's younger people. And it's fun to do all different kinds of music. You know, there's wisdom in rap music. There's wisdom in every kind of music out there. You listen for it and you learn. And these are our messages we leave. And when we're gone, we're just skeletons. And then there's a legacy left behind. And hopefully people are still going to be writing great songs.
I'm looking at the clock, and I hate to say this, but we have time for one more song. Because otherwise, you're going to be late for your show, for your sound check.
I know.
And I don't want it to be my fault.
I have a show.
Because I do feel guilty.
You do?
I will feel guilt.
Really?
Sure.
Were you raised with guilt?
Who's asking the questions here?
I am. I just
get your own
it.
Show. Oh. You can ask the questions
get
then.
Your own show. That's my favorite quote today. I'm going to put that on Twitter. I was being interviewed on Voice of America. Catherine Cole said, get your own show. That's the quote of the week.
Then you can ask the questions.
Can I put that on Facebook?
You can do whatever you want.
So pleasant at the movies, everyone was present. Popcorn in the noise, the shooter he was poised, with a mask upon his face, and everyone in place. Like targets they did fall, screaming in the hall.
The world stepped over the line. No warning, no sign. It's gonna take some time, but all things shine, all things shine. A man gets on a bus with a bomb and a vest, he's in a rush. He says a little prayer to a God he sure is there. The blast, the crash, the fires, the screeching of the tires, the cops all screaming orders, the news trucks and reporters. The world stepped over the line. No warning, no sign. It's gonna take some time, but all things shine. To love, to hate, to divide the human race. It's fate with religion on our side, and armies we divide. The cycle breaks, it all repeats, it gives and takes and chews. Skies are turning red, we're walking but we're dead. The world stepped over the line. No warning, no sign. It's gonna take some time, but all things shine, all things shine, all things shine.
Very nice. People can find you online everywhere.
Yes. Online, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google Plus, on the internet, on my own website, Poltz.com, P-O-L-T-Z.com.
You're heading overseas again soon?
I will be in Australia in March, playing the Blue Mountain Folk Festival and the Port Ferry Folk Festival. I'll be playing High Sierra Music Festival this year. I'll be playing Winnipeg Folk Festival this year. Summer Folk.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be at a lot of different places.
That is Steve Poltz, and we have got time for one more song. I think this one is going to be the title track to his next CD. It is called Folk Singer on Roots and Branches.
Either pissing in a bottle and you can't see through the fog. You know a trucker jackknifed in the snow up ahead. My shoulder rate, I got you clocked at 87 and a 55. Cops all want to search your car because they think you're high. Finally reached the club and they got no posters up. Played to 12 people out for puking in a cup. You can sell two CDs, give another six away. You're hoping that somebody has a place where you can stay. You got a 10-hour drive in the morning, don't sweat it. Keep thinking about the gig last night, you wish you could forget it. Listen to a podcast, a radio lab. Try to call your mom but end up yelling at your dad. Car needs gas, so you're pulling to the come and go. The weather channel says that you're about to hit some snow. Sell one CD, give another six away to add insult to injury. You had to pay to play, cause you're a folk singer. Folk singer, you're a washed up punk. Still a dead ringer for folk singer. You're a folk singer today. Club owner says you should have played here last week, cause right now it's finals and no one makes a peep. He wishes that the money could have been a lot more, but the deal was only for a small percentage of the door. $27 and a couple foreign bills. Tried to pass a hat, but everyone was high on pills. Play a new song, no applause, just crickets. Bartender says I'll give you two drink tickets. Yo, folk singer, folk singer. Yo, a washed up punk, still a dead ringer. Folk singer, folk singer for sure. You get a big break and get to do some radio, but the DJ says it's taped for next week's show. Does you no good, cuz tonight you got the gig. Keep on smiling and dance a little jig. Car starts whining and the engine's running hot. Gas station dude says your radiator's shot. Play a new song, no applause, just crickets. Bartender says I'll give you two drink tickets. Yo, folk singer, folk singer. Yo, washed up punk, still a dead ringer. Folk singer, yo, folk singer for sure.
get a good offer for a gig in Atlanta, but the airline sends your guitar all the way to Montana. Finally get a real person on the phone from United. Lose your cool and tell the dude to go bite it. Borrow a guitar to try to cool your rage. Walk into the club and someone else is on stage. Sell no CDs cause the club was double booked. You never even got to play. You feel your life is overlooked. Folk singer, folk, folk singer, yo, washed up punk. Still a dead ring of folk, folk singer, yo, a folk, folk singer for sure. Finally get some sleep and there's a nice blue sky, and the airlines found your guitar all the way in Dubai. They say that it'll be there for your gig in Tallahassee, but you ate some bad food, feeling kinda gassy. Get a Motel 6, could be worse. At least you got a private place because you got the squirts. Sell 5 hats and 2 CDs. Yes sir, no ma'am, thank you please. Your folk singer, folk, folk singer, yo, washed up punk. Still a dead ring of folk, folk singer, yo, folk, folk singer for sure. Finally get some good news from the booking agent dude. At the club tonight they'll give you half off on your food. Place is packed and you're gonna make your fee, and they wouldn't even turn off the sports TV. Feel like you climbed another rung on the ladder. Yo, another day older, another day fatter. I'm a folk singer now in the pale moonlight, and that's how I'm singing to you out on Voice of America tonight. I'm a folk singer, folk, folk singer. I'm a washed up punk, still a dead ringer. I'm a folk singer, I'm a folk, folk singer for sure. I'm a folkity folk folker, I'm a Bram Stoker joker, I'm a vampire smoker, I'm a motherfolkin' folker.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I certainly enjoyed my time with you and all the guests that have passed through the Roots studio. As Steve said, I have made some wonderful friends through Roots and Branches. As always, I look forward to your comments about this show and any of the others that you've heard. The email address is roots@voa.gov. That is roots@voa.gov. I'm Catherine Cole, and you've been listening to Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველდღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის 1 საათზე გთავაზობთ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველდღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს Радио თავისუფლება.